Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had a chance to sit down and chat with Craig Counsell, Brewer skipper. Him and I went over to the office the other day and just said, let's just shoot the stuff. Let me turn the recorder on here, and this is how it went. Take a listen.
Off the success of last year, you've been asked this probably 1,000 times, but with expectations, you know, comes different pressures, but it seems like the guys that I've had a chance to talk to, they just welcome this. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, we've spent some time talking about it, and I think, first of all, you earn expectations and you want expectations. That's why we're here. I mean, we're here to be considered a good team. Mm-hmm. Good teams have expectations. The Dodgers have expectations. The Astros have expectations. So you earn that stuff, you know. The good teams earn that stuff. So if people are putting that on us, then you know, that's good for us, really. Now the second part of that is that pressure and expectations, players deal with that their whole lives. That's what sports is all about. Right. So they're actually, it doesn't necessarily affect how you do your job on a daily basis or what you do. We got to compete every day. It's tough to win Major League Baseball games, and that part's not going to change.
You talked about two specific franchises, one with a $300 million contract and another one that just won a World Series. It's a I don't want to say it's a different strata, but it's a different situation by far, right?
Well, yeah, but they're in our league, so we got to figure out a way to beat them. You know what I mean? That's how I see it, you know. Yeah. And we're not going to back down from them, and they have you know, financially, they have obviously more resources than we'll ever have, but that doesn't scare us or change the way we do things. We have to figure out other ways to be a little more resourceful, so to speak. And you know, we think we got players that are every bit as talented as some of those teams. So we'll, you know, that's not an excuse on our end, really. It's not something we talk about in here or with the players at all. We think we got, you know, last year we think we got a good team, and mm-hmm. we think we can beat guys, you know, standing mano a mano with the big cities, whatever. That's no big deal to us.
You've played on teams where you come into the season, you know, or at least you feel like you don't have a shot. You always want hope, but then you've played on teams that have been really good, and you knew you had that hope. This team believes they have that hope. I mean, it's just a different energy when you have that hope.
Well, I mean, you know, I actually kind of fight that a little bit because you come into a season and you know, I think last year's team's a great example of it. It's you got to play the games, and it's about when you decide what you're going to do when you play the games and come together as a team. If you listen to what everybody else is saying outside the things, the clubhouse, then last year's team should have laid down and not won any baseball games. So we're here to, you know, compete every day and try to beat the guys across the field from us. That's where the expectations kind of get lost in the players a little bit. They're out there competing and trying to beat guys. No matter what our situation is, we're going to try to create a feeling and not put limits on what a team can accomplish. And I think that's how you always have to treat it.
You and I talked during Christmas about the second base position. And, you know, you would kind of gave it a couple of different things, a couple of different avenues you might explore, none of which really came to fruition. I mean, you're pretty happy with where things are right now?
Yeah, I think what Brewer fans should understand is that we don't necessarily see a lot of these positions as, like, you don't put like a peg in the hole and say this is the guy that just right. plays there no matter what. We bring in players and pieces so that you allow somebody to step forward, and you have depth in case somebody struggles a little bit. And we feel like we've done that all around the roster. That's something David tries to do all around the roster, is that we have different options if something doesn't go right, or we know that there's enough talent there that one of these players is going to take a step forward. You don't have to know who that player is. You just, you know, you have talent there that someone's going to take a step forward. So You know, from at the second base position, I think, you know, we feel like we've got three solutions there in Sogard, VR, and Hernan Perez, that, you know, one of those guys is going to take a step forward and make an impact on us at that position.
Does a manager lay awake at night thinking, I've got four spots in the outfield of all talented players and three of which only can play? Or do you think, man, I've got a dearth of talent, I can sleep easy tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got talent out there, and depth is really, if you think of depth in a baseball season, it's really a safety net. You know, it's really, it prevents something really bad from happening. So we've got, you know, we've got extra talent and position players, and you know, I think when you start the season, it can be a struggle, frankly, figuring out how those guys are going to play. I think through the course of a six-month, 162-game season, you know you'll need and you'll be happy you have that depth. So, you know, the way I'd answer it is that in early April with all these players, there might be some, you know, there might be some times where I'm thinking about who am I going to put in this lineup.
Sure.
By the time we get to like late April and the rest of the season, it'll work out just fine.
Last year, I had said I thought, you know, watching you manage this ball club, I thought you grew as a manager in a lot of different areas. Other people, like national people, agree. How do you see it? How do you feel like you grew as a manager?
Last year's team, I think. You know, look, it was a fun team, and it was a fun team because they became a team and they were connected as a bunch of guys, and they understood that they all had an ownership of kind of their role on the team and their place to make it a team. And so that's what I was probably most proud of, is that how the guys connected to each other and took ownership of a culture that was really, really a fun thing. I mean, at the end of the season last year, I told them, I said, you know, we didn't quite get to the goal we wanted to get to, but you will spend a long time in your career looking for a team like this, like looking to play on a team like this where you were part of the culture it created and you had ownership in it. And it's a good goal for us to shoot for this year. Now, it's going to be different. The vibe is going to be different. The culture is going to be a little different because everybody's a little different. But it's last year's team kind of created that, to me, that good storm of what you want in growing together and being connected.
Can you carry that over? I mean, I know you said things will be a little bit different. I was talking with Travis Shawn. He said, we've only got a couple of new guys.
Yeah.
So he said, a lot of the personalities not only are the same, but we couldn't wait to get back together.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's right, but I also think caution that it's not going to be the same, because I think people change. These guys change over the course of a year, you know. And for the better, they're just different. Like, Corey Knebel had a baby. You put a kid in your life changed dramatically.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you say. You
right.
know? So it's you can't, you know, there's a Zen saying, you don't step into the same river twice because the water's always changing. So it's, yeah. And that's how I treat this a little bit. And it's going to be the same personalities largely. Travis is right. But it's also, we got to create kind of a new thing too. And I think the guys understand that. And that's why you have some new players in there and some very good new players and guys like Lo Kane and Christian Yelich. And they'll help make this, you know, a little different.
Before I let you go, give me a real quick assessment of kind of where your pitching is right now, how confident you are. Because as you know, as much offense as you have to have pitching to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that everybody needs to understand is that we were a good team last year, largely because of our pitching.
Right.
Our pitching was very good last year, and we were fifth in the National League in pitching, and runs scored we were 10th in the National League. So, you know, we're starting from a higher spot with pitching. I think offensively, the names are on the offensive side, but production is has been on the pitching mm-hmm. side. That's the facts. So, you know, and from my perspective, we added, you know, some veteran pieces and became a more experienced bullpen. And then I think we have two dynamic arms down there in Corey Knebel and Josh Hader, who are obviously going to be really important. And we have Josh for the whole season this year. The starting rotation, it's really, you know, there's three names that are locked in, and Chassin, Zach Davies, and Chase Anderson will start opening day. And then it's a depth. It's really about depth for the rest of this rotation. I think the first name I'll mention is Brent Suter, because he's done nothing but get outs in the big leagues. He's not, you know, a name that everybody wants to talk about because he throws 86 miles an hour, but he just keeps getting people out, and that's fine with me. You know, just keep getting people out. And then we got a lot of other guys. To me, the surprise of camp probably so far has been Wade Miley, who was with the Orioles and frankly struggled last year, but I think kind of had an aha moment this winter and said, I stunk and I need to change some things. And he's coming to camp and been about as crisp as you could see from a starting pitcher. It's been pretty impressive. So, and I think the other guy that's had a really good camp similar to his 2016 camp is Junior Guerra. He obviously struggled last season. His 2016 was pretty darn good. If we can get him back into that form, I think that's a really viable candidate as well. If not, you know, and for some of these guys, and then I haven't mentioned Brandon Woodruff, who's a young kind of up-and-comer. And so, and then we have, you know, three guys to me in Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns that really wiped out Double-A last year, and Aaron Wilkerson, who pitched very well in Triple-A. So we have enough guys that will step forward, you know, and that's a lot. When I talk about depth, it's the same thing. You put a lot of players there and you wait for the guys to step forward. You don't necessarily know who it's going to be, but you know guys are going to step forward.
There you go. That's Craig Counsell. Had a great conversation with Craig.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.